I'm Jordan Eggington at Cocktail Cosmetics in Sutton Coalfield, where I've been speaking to a makeup artist about our capital investigation into body image and mental health. Here with me is Miles, who is also a vlogger. So Miles, do some of your clients come in with photoshopped images from social media and want you to help them get the look, but do you talk to them about how they feel?
Yeah, I think with the beauty industry there's a misconception where everyone is trying to be perfect looking. But we're trying to help people get the confidence and just feel good about themselves, really.
We surveyed over 150 people in Birmingham, with two-thirds saying that trying to look perfect has had an effect on their mental health. It says there are calls for PSHE lessons covering these sorts of issues to be made compulsory in schools. Rob Willoughby from the Children's Society told us young people are being failed by the education system.
There should be a legal entitlement for children to access mental health and wellbeing support in schools and at further education colleges. But the government also, I think, need to understand that children's wellbeing is an issue.
These teenagers I spoke to, Tommy, they feel it will really help.
Making it clear to like the boys as well, maybe, that natural beauty is nice.
Mm. Just chatting to people and getting some people in to talk about mental health and body image and stuff.
There's nothing like that makes people realise that everyone's okay.
In February, the woman who used to be in charge, Nikki Morgan, refused to make PSHE compulsory. This afternoon, we'll be putting our findings to newly appointed Education Secretary, Justin Greening, so keep it capital. And get involved by using the hashtag #BeautyWithin to tell us what you think could help promote a positive body image.